And here you may have thought the days of Tupperware parties were over. No way. Lauren Silverman from member station KERA went to one recently in Fort Worth, Texas, along with 250 other people. It was a little different, part improv, part satire, part drag show.
Dixie's Tupperware party isn't classy. Instead of a red suede curtain on stage, there's a tower of plastic products. Forget the playbill on your seat. There's a Tupperware catalog and a pen.
Thank you so much for coming. My name is Dixie. I'm your Tupperware lady. I'm so excited to be here today. I could ride a mechanical bull with no panties on.
Dixie Longate is prancing around in 5-inch gold polka dot heels and a blue flowered 50s apron. Her red curls pulled back by a headband, her raunchy humor bursting out. She's here to entertain, but also to sell. And she starts off the 80-minute show with her favorite item, Tupperware product number 1511.
My rectangular cake taker.
Wow!
Yes, you can use the cake taker to carry cupcakes to church, Longate says, but there's also her preferred, less virtuous use.
If you take off this cover, 34 Jell-O shots fits right on the other side like... becomes your little Jell-O shot caddy. And now think how great going to church is, right? Because, well,
the stereotypical Southern Belle gone bad shtick works. Longate has sold more than $1 million of Tupperware products. The whole thing started when Chris Anderson, who's a man, began dressing up in drag and hosting Tupperware parties in people's living rooms more than a decade ago. By 2004, he was one of the top sellers in the country and took the performance on the road. In a sit-down interview, he stays in character as Longate, with silver hoop earrings and turquoise eyeshadow. This flamboyant personality is partly what keeps people coming back.
I think the reason it lasts so long is people just want to have a good time. They want to laugh.
Her humor can be a bit campy, and the trailer park sex jokes might make you cringe. But attendee Mary Churchman thought it was darling.
I loved it. I had more fun. And actually, I do remember Tupperware parties.
At a typical Tupperware party, people are invited. Attendees here paid $40 to watch Dixie sell, take part in a raffle, and learn the true story of Tupperware hero Brownie Weiss.
Okay, now look, y'all don't know.
Weiss didn't create Tupperware. That was Earl Tupper in 1946. But she put the product on the map by taking the pastry sheets and snack sets out of retail stores and into women's homes. Longate has taken the product out of women's homes and brought it to the theater. And she's done it more than 1,000 times across the country. After the show, people stock up on electric blue tumblers, neon green pitchers, and gravy shakers.
We were looking forward to this opportunity to replenish all of our Tupperware, so we're going to buy a lot of bowls.
Ken Kinney and his wife Jane are in their 40s. They plan to spend $1,000. On that, Longate earns a commission, just like the rest of Tupperware's sales force of 2.9 million people. Still in character, Longate says the money isn't why she does the show.
I get to go to work every day, and I get people who just, when I walk in the room, smile and cheer, and I'm very lucky. So it's something that I don't ever want to walk away from because I have too much fun, you know?
Getting people together to poke fun at life, talk leftovers, and party. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.